chapter 105. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Sing to Him, yes, sing His praises. Tell everyone about His miracles. Exult in His holy name. O worshipers of the Lord, rejoice. Search for the Lord and for His strength and keep on searching. Think of the wonderful works He has done, the miracles and the judgments He handed down. O children of Abraham, God's servant, O descendants of Jacob, God's chosen one, He is the Lord our God. His rule is seen throughout the land. He always stands by His covenant, the commitment He made to 1,000 generations. This is the covenant He made with Abraham and the oath He swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to the people of Israel as a never-ending treaty. I will give you the land of Canaan as your special possession. He said this when they were few in number, a tiny group of strangers in Canaan. They wandered back and forth between nations from one kingdom to another, yet He did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf. Do not touch these people I have chosen, and do not hurt my prophets. He called for a famine on the land of Canaan, cutting off its food supply. Then He sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. There in prison they bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar. Until the time came to fulfill His word, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Then Pharaoh sent for him and set him free. The ruler of the nation opened his prison door. Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. He could instruct the king's aides as he pleased and teach the king's advisors. Then Israel arrived in Egypt. Jacob lived as a foreigner in the land of Ham. And the Lord multiplied the people of Israel until they became too mighty for their enemies. Then He turned the Egyptians against the Israelites, and they plotted against the Lord's servants. But the Lord sent Moses, His servant, along with Aaron, whom He had chosen. They performed miraculous signs among the Egyptians and miracles in the land of Ham. The Lord blanketed Egypt in darkness, for they had defied His commands to let His people go. He turned the nation's water into blood, poisoning all the fish. Then frogs overran the land. They were found even in the king's private rooms. When He spoke, flies descended on the Egyptians and gnats swarmed across Egypt. Instead of rain, He sent murderous hail, and flashes of lightning overwhelmed the land. He ruined the grapevines and fig trees and shattered all the trees. He spoke, and hordes of locusts came, locusts beyond number. They ate up everything green in the land, destroying all the crops. Then He killed the oldest child in each Egyptian home, the pride and joy of each family. But He brought His people safely out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. There were no sick or feeble people among them. Egypt was glad when they were gone, for the dread of them was great. The Lord spread out a cloud above them as a covering and gave them a great fire to light the darkness. They asked for meat, and He sent them quail. He gave them manna, bread from heaven. He opened up a rock, and water gushed out to form a river through the dry and barren land, for He remembered His sacred promise to Abraham, His servant. So He brought His people out of Egypt with joy, His chosen ones with rejoicing. He gave His people the lands of pagan nations, and they harvested crops that others had planted. All this happened so they would follow His principles and obey His laws. Praise the Lord.